In this Flash ActionScript 3 lesson, we'll demonstrate how you can connect to an external XML file, whether it be on the web or on your local machine. This works locally on your Windows or Mac. And you connect to the XML file. And let's show you the XML file. Well, first, let me mention that all the files are going to be free for download, the FLA, the XML, and everything you'll need, a little download package on the page where this tutorial is at developphp.com. And let's go ahead and show you the XML file. Okay, so when you download the package, you open up your XML file, you're going to see that there's four item labels. Well, there's four menu items in the menu list tag in the XML file. In each menu item tag, there's two different tags. One is item label, one is item phone. An item label is just the person's name. An item phone is their particular phone number. And you can see that there's four people and four phone numbers. And what I show you how to do in Flash is render it out. You'll see there's nothing in the library here. So what happens is XML is rendered out magically through programming in ActionScript 3 according to what's in that XML file. If in this XML file, if there were nine names or nine menu items, that's how many boxes would get printed out in Flash. Okay, so the ActionScript, if you hit F9, you go into your Actions panel. We're doing a for loop. And the for loop is a dynamic loop set up for making your code more compact, easier to manage, and simplifying things. If you can work with a loop when you're rendering things out, it just makes things helpful and helps simplify code. So you can see in the code, when you download your files and look at it, you'll see that I have comments above all the lines where I thought that I should mention something to you. And if you have any problems with this code or if you have any questions about it, you can join the forum at developphp.com and post up questions, and we'll get you answers, or we'll try to. You can see the loop happens right here. The for each loop is about midway in the script, and or it begins about midway in the script there, and everything in that for loop, that for each loop, is going to be rendered out to the stage. However many XML items are in menu items are in our XML list. And so let's go ahead and publish it. There it is. So you can see what it does is publishes, when it publishes out or when it's working on the web, it'll set boxes, and inside each box, and each box I made into a movie clip. And inside of each movie clip box there, it gets the name label and the phone number label. And that's pretty much a really general, basic example and demonstration of how you can get at individual XML nodes and render them out in a loop. It actually doesn't have to be a loop. If your XML was written up differently, you could access each individual one if you wanted. But since we have four menu items and things are pretty similar throughout the menu items, then we can loop through it and display it. And I think that's pretty much it. Let's see if I have to mention anything else here. Yeah, there's a lot going on in this loop and rendering everything out. So, like I said, if you have any problems, you can't understand the code or have trouble manipulating it, you want to expand it, maybe we can get you help in our forums, DevelopPHP. And that's pretty much it. You can get these files for free the download link right under where the tutorial is, and we hope you find this one useful. We'll see you next lesson.